Simon's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Sheep, here to present to you what is going on conversationally, the important stories of the day, the information that you need in order to feel like you are connected to things that are part of the general overall conversation. Paul Walker is still in the news in a sense. Mm-hmm. It was a week ago, Friday or Saturday? When was he killed?
It was Saturday.
So from that time to this time, all kinds of weird things. When people like this die, mm-hmm. and they die the way that he died, there are a lot of people who are trying to get their piece of the rock, as it were. So thus the story of these people being arrested. There was a teenager arrested for stealing part of the wreckage last week. Apparently, as the car was being towed from the accident, this kid, Jameson Witte, whoever is not very smart, he posted a picture of the stolen car part that he had taken on.
Yeah, these guys are geniuses, aren't they?
So apparently that's how he got caught. Good for him. Congratulations, sir. The Queen of Sheep, Roberta Fasanelli, what are the deals that we're going to talk about in about 10 minutes from now, my dear?
We have deals from Old Navy, we have deals from Kohl's, we have deals from Bare Minerals, and we have lots of MP3s for you.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so would you like to help people understand what it is that makes this thing work? Because we've had some email from people who have been frustrated because they couldn't either take advantage of the deals, they thought the deals were listed improperly, but there's a time, and I think we say this all mm-hmm. the time, the essence of what happens here is that these things, some of them are sort of evergreen. They last for a long time.
Right.
Some of them are temporal in that they are today, in an hour, an afternoon, or something like that. So maybe if we just give people a reason not to be frustrated, Roberta, that'd be cool.
Well, basically, it's when you hear them or when you see them, act on it immediately. I know someone was saying that the American Express deal we talked about last night, he went and tried it, and it didn't work. They said it wasn't available. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it worked because I took advantage of it. So, you know.
Congratulations.
But yet, 2 days later, I had told my husband about it, and I said, register your cars, and he didn't do it. So I said, okay, give me your cards. I'll register them for you. And boom, deal was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these deals are, you know, when you hear it, don't wait. I mean, do it
here today, gone tomorrow,
yep.
Such as it is. Okay, other things that people are talking about, the death of Nelson Mandela and the tribute in Johannesburg tomorrow. It'll be at the Soccer City Stadium, which is where he made his first and last appearance during the World Cup. He hasn't really done much or been visible for about, what, 5-6 years?
He's been ill, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been sick.
Yeah, he hasn't felt well. His body lies in state for 3 days at the Union Buildings, where he was inaugurated, and that's where I interviewed him back when he became president in 1994. I had a hard time remembering. That was 19 years ago that I went over there. My God, when I think about it, can you imagine the time as it has gone? I'm sort of inserting myself into the story here because I have a hard time believing that it was 1994 when I went over there, but I guess it was. Whew. All right, so anyway, the family will journey with the casket back to the village where he grew up, and that's where he will be buried. The state funeral takes place with President Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, the son, President Carter, going from America. We were trying to figure out earlier whether they were all going to ride together on Air Force One, figuring the Clintons hadn't said yet whether they were going to go over that way or another way, because they don't really want to hang with Obama. Bush at this point doesn't care, and Jimmy Carter won't go on the same plane as Bill Clinton.
The Clintons are like, separation is best.
Yeah,
right,
right
now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, it is. I mean, if you want to. Of course, we don't know whether she's going to run or not. So in case she does,
right.
Don't want to be connected to that. All right, so the early winter storm that brought me yesterday, Roberta and I were on the phone. Well, how long were we on the phone? An hour? How long did you and I talk?
At least an hour.
An hour,
yes. An hour.
Well, I had called Roberta to thank her because she, along with my manager, Bob Kay, worked it around so that I left the route that I was on when I had started. I left Tucson on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? No, L.A. I left L.A. on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Got to Tucson. Picked up the new vehicle, and then Wednesday morning left from Tucson, headed to Amarillo. And then after that, so that would have been, it was Friday morning when I was it was Friday at some point.
Oklahoma City, right?
When I was in Oklahoma City, and it was awful. And I thought to myself, okay, what are we going to do here? So I called my two trusty advisors. Well, actually, I called Bob, and he says, let's call Roberta, because Roberta's really good at figuring this stuff out. So she looked around. She had all of her weather stuff. And so she said to me, nope, you can't keep going that way. And I would have been still someplace in who knows where. I wouldn't have gotten back here on time.
Undoubtedly.
Following this thing. Mm-hmm. So she sent me south to Dallas. And on Friday, I can't remember whether it was Saturday. When did I leave Dallas? Was Saturday, wasn't it?
Sometimes Saturday, I think.
Right, so Saturday I was...
That hit hard from
right.
Saturday.
Saturday, I got over... It took about an hour and a half to get out of Dallas because of the way the... With the freezing ice and snow, they don't have snow plows, they have no sanders, nothing.
That's
there.
Where you were on Friday, right?
I got there Friday night, yeah. And I did the program Saturday morning from there. And I realized... at the end, no, I think it was Friday I was there.
I think
there.
You were
it was
Dallas Friday. On Friday.
I was, because Saturday I made it to, Saturday night, I made it north of Washington and started from there at 5 yesterday morning to get home for my meeting yesterday afternoon. All right, so that was it. Anyway, the storm stayed, I went around it sort of, and it just sort of pushed behind me and came up the coast. Now I'm looking at snow on the farm here this morning. A lot of snow in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, game yesterday, a lot of snow there. How much snow you got in New York, Roberta? Anything appreciable?
Zero. It's raining here.
Yeah, it's going to be raining here very quickly. Good. It's up to 40.
And so. I don't know if you know, since 4 o'clock this morning, after 4 o'clock, more than 1,000 flights have been canceled.
Yeah, right.
And
lovely.
Nationwide, since Friday, there's been over 5,000 canceled flights. Can you imagine what a mess?
What a mess. That is. It's a mess. It's a mess. All right. So we've taken care of the weather. We've taken care of Mr. Mandela. We have yet to come, however, a discussion of the USDA and the latest shenanigans that are up with them. And Christmas time certainly is in the offing. It's 13 and change after the hour on Good Day.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll last far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion. You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
White, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a mask responsibly.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com with over just about 2 weeks. When is Christmas? Is it what day of the week is it? It's Wednesday.
So Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, so we got just a little more than 2 weeks left. How are you doing on your shopping? A, I'm done. B, I'm almost finished. C, I'm about halfway done. D, I've only gotten a couple of things. E, I haven't started yet. I was reminded in a friendly way that I don't do Christmas in a conversation I was having on the phone this past week, and because I was saying I would do something for her, and then I was thinking about a little something for the kids, but the kids aren't going to be around. Brendan's going to be on his job. Megan's going to be with the in-laws, so I'm not even going to bother
Come over on Christmas Eve. That's my favorite holiday.
I don't think I'm even going to be out there by then. I think I'm going to stay here until maybe the 1st of January. We're going to see.
Bah, humbug. Come on.
Okay. So one of the things we have not talked about with the weather and Mr. Mandela, we have not talked about Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think perhaps the best way to address it would be to play you a song that has been written and dedicated to Obama and the whole Affordable Care Act. This you may find a bit tongue-in-cheekish. You may appreciate it. You may not. It depends on whether you like Obamacare, I guess, whether you like Obama or you don't. I don't. I think this is just fun for people who have a sense of humor. So here we go.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Seems like it's taking all day, I swear. Trying to sign up for Obamacare, but I had to stop. 404 not found. The healthcare website's going down. Regulation strike deep. I have a plan that I cannot keep. Even if I successfully buy, my deductible is going to shoot up sky high. I had to stop, 404 not found. The healthcare website's going down. Stop, 404 not found. The healthcare website's going down. Stop.
All right, so Kenny, should we post that at Facebook and have people share it? Can we do that with audio, or do we just do it with pictures and words?
No, we can't. We can't
do that. So you can go to. Do we have that? It's not our video of the day is not connected to this, but is this something we could put it in a video and post it at DougSteffen.com?
Not unless you want to pay for the rights to the music.
No!
Yeah.
Heavenly days, McGee, come on. Wash your mouth with soap. What's the matter with you? All right, well, anyway, you just heard it, and that's it. Maybe if people call and they want to hear it again, we'll play it later on. The Obamacare parody song. 2020 News Quiz question, just before Roberta updates us on the Queen of Cheap report. Who is Dayna Morales? D-A-Y-N-A Morales, and why is she in the news today? Who's Dayna Morales? See, you can be our news reporter, like Roberta and Jennifer and everybody else. You can join the cast here by identifying Dayna Morales. Then we don't have to talk about her, because you will. You'll tell us who she is and why she's in the news. Dayna Morales, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Roberta has the latest from the Queen of Cheap, Old Navy, Kohl's. What else have you got, Roberta? Never mind the theme. Let's just go.
Are we doing it officially then?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, no,
music.
No music. Let's go.
No music. Okay. Old Navy, we have a coupon code for you. You get 35% off of everything, plus you get free shipping if you spend enough money there, and we have the coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com. We also have Bare Minerals. You get 20% off the entire order, plus free shipping with the special coupon code. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of MP3 songs for you from Blake Shelton, Katy Perry, Fleetwood Mac. It's the 10 free MP3 songs from Google Play, and we tell you how to get them. We also have 25 days of free Christmas music. It's from Amazon. The second round of 5 songs is available right now. We tell you how to go get them. And Kohl's, we have 20% off, plus cashback deals that they're giving you at Kohl's. And
according to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV.
TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life is on the upswing, Jennifer.
Is it?
She broke off her engagement to Jason Trawick. Is that how you pronounce
Trawick.
His name?
Trawick.
She's now in love with David Lucado.
She never sang along, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there are some people who are like that. She's been dating him since March. Apparently, I'm in love. She says there's an interview that was airing or aired. I guess either it's airing tonight or it aired Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I like the fact that David is very stubborn and he's stuck in his ways. He's a simple man. I adore him. He's really funny. He's passionate. She said her father, who is her conservator, was suspicious of this guy and ran a background, went to a PI and ran a background check on
him. That's pretty fun.
The father would let her date. Yeah,
what do you think of that Christmas song that she did, though? Wasn't that a good one?
I kind of like it. Yeah,
start that. You would like it, actually.
Play that a little bit of that again. Is it from this year?
No, Evan, it's an older one. No,
really? How old is this, Ken?
He's 10 years old.
Is it?
But he's great.
Yeah. How much Christmas has she recorded? Does she have a lot of Christmas songs?
This is it.
Yeah, I like this stuff. There's always this thing, Britney Spears and Jessica Simpson.
When they go.
I like Jessica Simpson. I've never been quite sure what I think of Britney Spears.
Right. This was before Britney went a little.
Yeah, off of it.
But I think it's just a fun song with a good poppy sound to
it. It is very good. How's it doing on the your website, Kenny? The sounds of Christmas.com. Is this prevalent?
It's okay. It's not big, probably most because she's not that big right now.
Really? Well, she's got a lot of cash. Hopefully she's conserving it. Speaking of other pop performers, Beyonce, in the news today.
My baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice bed of rugs and he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me
a rock jacket. Sounds a little better now, doesn't it?
Doesn't she, Dougie?
My baby gave to me for me. Yeah, it sounds better.
Probably why Beyonce.
I have never been a Beyonce fan.
I love her. This is
Just because she and Jay-Z have changed their eating habits doesn't mean that she's changing her fashion habits. They are going vegan, apparently. They're going on a 22-day vegan cruise, or cleanse, maybe a cruise, too.
A cruise, too.
But she was spotted wearing a fox fur collar when they went out to eat at a restaurant.
Vegetables.
A vegan place in L.A. So the people, Peter,
are you okay?
The people, Peter, were pissed.
Oh, nice.
Fast. Peter, people, anyway, that's kind of crude. They have what we would refer to in a generic sense as having their panties in a twist.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that a little better? Mm. Peter, not happy. Because Beyonce is gone vegan. I mean, she's halfway there. Give her a break. What do you expect her to change overnight?
Yeah, she's not eating them. She's just wearing them.
Yeah, that's
which I think is worse, by the way.
Baby steps.
You think wearing is... That's very interesting. Wearing animal fur is worse than eating animals.
Because I think if you hunt and you eat the animal, it's okay. If you just hunt and wear it, it's probably not as
that's right, Peter
good.
Doesn't like
it. What if you hunt and eat it and wear it?
There you go. That's Roberta's way of fixing it. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As our pals grow into their golden years, lots of things start to happen. Some are inevitable, although old age brings irreversible changes to the body and sometimes to the behavior. It's a very individual thing. Each cat has his or her own biological clock. While many cats live from 10 to 15 years, there are more than a few that live beyond 20. Much has to do with the luck of the draw, good genes, the rest is due to lifestyle and environmental provided by the owner. The interesting part about it is a lot of people still let their cats outside. Now, the average lifespan of an outdoor cat is much shorter than the average lifespan of an indoor cat, so keeping them indoors is really, really important. And keeping up with their vaccinations, and as they do age, you know, cats don't go to the veterinarian nearly as frequently as dogs do, and that's not a good thing. As our cats get older, they develop the same problem as dogs and people do. So as they age, it's really a good idea to make sure you take your cat to the vet, not just once a year, but perhaps twice a year to make sure that they find anything it can be taken care of right away. It can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today,
it's gonna be a good day. Going to be a good day, and you have to pay attention to what's going on here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's see here. The 2020 News Quiz question is about Dana Morales. D-A-Y-N-A Morales. M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Morales, the Moranis, some people say. What's her story? Why is she in the news? We were talking about her last week, but there's an update. Dun-dun-dun-dun. An update, so you can check that out and win a small prize. You got, what, about 6 minutes to answer the question at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, more important things are going on. Microsoft has designed a smart bra that can detect stress.
Has Windows always stress?
It contains removable sensors that monitor heart and skin activity to provide an indication of mood. The aim was to find out if wearable technology could help prevent stress-related items like overeating, bad moods, that sort of thing. So the data provided to the wearer via a smartphone app in order to highlight when emotional eating is likely to occur.
Okay. Do you need your bra to tell you when you're stressed out?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I got the memo. Thank you, bra. I mean, you have one job to do.
Yeah.
Lift the girls and make them look good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
You don't need to tell me I'm stressed. I get it. I know I'm stressed.
You know you're stressed. Well, I'm just there. Listen, I'm trying to help.
You're just reporting the news.
I'm reporting. You decide. 888-302-3684. Okay, here's something that goes. We have at least one of these a week, maybe two, depending on how the folks in the federal government are trying to ruin your life. Here's the latest one. The biotech industry has petitioned the USDA. The comments that are needed, something that started last week, so you're at least allowed to comment on what you think to the FDA between now and next Monday, a week from today. The biotech industry saying to you they want to solve major problems like world hunger, right? Malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, What they're doing is giving us herbicide-resistant fruit and vegetables. So the latest is a genetically engineered apple that will never turn brown. That's the latest. Like all of their genetically engineered crops, these new apples.
Okay, I know it's creepy, but kind of cool at the same time.
How is it creepy?
So it'll never rot away or just never turn
brown? There's nothing worse than
they're going to
apple.
Preserve. They're going to try to put into the seed a preservative that will keep the apple from oxidizing. You know, that's really what's going on. When you bite into an apple and you let it sit for a while, it turns brown because it's oxidizing.
Right, right.
So they want to change the cellular RNA genetically of the apple so that now you'll be eating something and nobody knows what it's going to do to your body. So we become guinea pigs for their technology. How many people want to be guinea pigs for GMOs? Raise your hands, please.
I would not, but I still think it's cool if an apple never rots.
Really? Well, you see, that's what people are hoping.
I know,
I know. People like you would say stuff like that and not think about what the health consequences of it are.
Absolutely.
Just say,
right.
Oh, wow, wouldn't that be cool? An apple will never. But what are you eating? What are you putting in your body?
You know, about a year ago, we had young girl from Germany stay with some friends of ours.
Yeah.
And she was appalled by the food. She wouldn't eat a lot of the food here.
Yeah.
Like, she would say, how come the bread doesn't go moldy?
Mm-hmm.
She was very suspicious of it.
Very smart of her to be suspicious.
This is not natural.
Right.
And with a lot of the produce, she just kind of looked at it, you know, and said, this is not normal. Food is supposed to go bad. It's supposed to get moldy. It's supposed to turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there's something wrong with it. It's been fiddled with, and she would refuse to eat it. It was quite eye-opening for us.
Well, the situation is as follows. And you eat this stuff, again, you can take sort of the attitude that Jennifer has. The general population isn't smart enough, and I'm not saying that to
you. Hey, no, I'm just saying it would be cool if there would be an apple. I mean, there's gross.
But what are the consequences?
Do I
want to
put it in my body? Do I want to make myself a guinea pig for it? No, but it would be great to never eat another bad apple again.
Here's one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole
thing. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, the essence of this is whether people take shots at me when I take shots at these opportunities because they say this is just like free speech. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to listen to it. You don't like what's on the radio. You turn it off, blah, blah, blah. So if you don't want to eat these apples, you don't eat them. You've got to let people who want to eat them, eat them. The only problem with that is that these people don't want to label them.
Right. You don't know.
If they're labeled, I'm all for doing whatever you want to do. Do screw up the food system any way you want to. The dummies will eat the crap, and the smart people will look at the label. But what these people want, this is a Monsanto-driven deal again. Monsanto will spend millions of dollars, as they have in the past. They've proven they will spend millions of dollars to keep you from finding out what it is that you're eating. They did it in two referendums, one of them in Washington State, one of them in California. They do it all over the country. They'll spend millions to tell you that it's hard, it's tough for the farmer to put labels on their food. Yeah, that's such crap. First of all, the farmers don't put the labels on. At the stuff, if they grow and sell at their own farm, everybody knows what the story is. They're not required to do it. But if it's going down the food chain to stores and stuff, the produce handlers along the way put the labels on. You know, it was Monsanto. I don't even really know. Does anybody ever look at the labels that are on the apples now? Or the pears or any of the other fruit? Do you ever look at those labels? See what they say? I think I want to go. I'm going to go. Evan, play a commercial for a minute. I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get an apple and a pear and see what the label, because I leave the labels. Well, not the apples, because I buy apples from local places.
I think it's just a number on there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just a number and that's it?
I think it's a number and maybe where it's from and the type it is.
Yeah. The type of apple or pear?
Uh-huh.
Really? All right, let me check it out. Stand by. I'll have the answer. And by the way, let me just repeat the Dana Morales question. What is the story with her and why is she in the news? We'll answer that. 888-302-3684. If you have the answer, you can save us from doing a lot of work and you can win a swell prize. Who's Dana Morales? Up next here on Good Day.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
That's really sad.
Oh, really? I'm just really looking at this. Somebody just sent me a note about my over-the-top focus on Monsanto, just referring back to what it is that they are all about. All right, so I'm going to stay on the fence here. You can have these things as long as you know what's in them. In my opinion, eat them to your heart's content. Go to Burger King. You can eat all of the Whoppers. Whatever you want to do, that's your decision. But I want to be able to make an informed, intelligent decision, which these people don't want to allow you to do. That's more my objection here than anything else to the GMO stuff. Meanwhile, I looked at a pear and an apple. It's just a barcode. There's no information on where the pear comes from. Mm-hmm.
You know, that start with a 4 or a 9?
I start with a 4. What does that mean?
4 is not organic. That's just regular. 9 is organic.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good to know. So there's something else that you didn't know before Jennifer got her mouth into your ear, which is a very interesting visualization, actually. 17 before the hour, Dana Morales will no longer be working at the Gallup Asian Bistro Facebook page. This is very important news. For those of you who remember that Dana Morales last week wrote, supposedly, an anti-gay note on the restaurant receipt. This is a lady who works in a restaurant in New Jersey, the Gallup Asian Bistro. This is much ado about nothing, in my opinion. Ms. Morales posted a photo showing the bill with a line through the tip area and a message written on it that said, "I'm sorry, but I cannot tip you because I don't agree with your lifestyle. Ms. Morales is gay." And so she claimed this couple had written an anti-gay note because she acted like she was gay. How do you act? What does that mean? You act like you're gay.
I don't know. I guess there's a look or something that people associate.
Really? Smile a lot?
Well, I mean, I think I was in a hotel yesterday, and one of the men working behind the desk was obviously gay.
Feminine.
Yeah. So, but I don't get how. I mean, is it easy? Well, I guess it is for some to tell that a woman is gay, a man is gay. So what?
So the first words when she comes to the table is, "Hey, how about them Saints?"
Well, the problem with this is that she was the waitress, and she claimed these people stiffed her on a tip and wrote this anti-gay note.
Right.
But they didn't do it. She did it herself.
Right.
For attention. She wrote it herself.
For attention.
Right. Yeah, it was a hoax.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a big hoax, and lots of money poured into this place. People sent it. People were outraged that somebody would do this, so they sent in money to make up for the tip.
Mm-hmm. to her. But then she maintains that she is telling the truth, though, Kenny. You know that. Mm-hmm. She said, hey, all these people are saying this horrible stuff about me, and I didn't do it. Well, apparently she did. But this is I don't know if this is a lesson in understanding how people think. I'm not even sure what this lesson here is, because there's so much of it that goes on. But the fact that she seemed to have cooked it up, I guess, is the reason that it got as much attention as it did. Yeah. Another one of those life's lessons. The police in South Africa preparing for the Mandela ceremony, the honoring in the soccer stadium is a big deal. 95,000 people is the capacity of the stadium. They expect to have 10 times that many people coming in from around the country and around the rest of the world. So they're bringing in police officers from all over the country to handle the diplomats. They brought in the intelligence services from a lot of the countries in Africa. 70 heads of state are going to attend the ceremony. The guy that runs the United Nations is going to be there. And so, under the circumstances, you can imagine what it would be like. This is not, by the way, from what I remember about being there, and granted it was 19 years ago, not a sophisticated country. Maybe more sophisticated now. Some of the major cities, Johannesburg, Cape Town, are very Western in their appearance. They've been Westernized. The country's been Westernized. But there still is a lot of very simple thinking on the part of the people who are, I mean, in essence, these were very simple, uneducated people. They now have the opportunities. Everybody has equal opportunity there, or close to it. But it just isn't, it just doesn't, you know, things have gelled, but it isn't like walking down New York's Madison Avenue. You're not going to, it isn't, that's not what it's like there. But it's, you know, it's an interesting place, frankly, and there'll be a lot of attention because of the obvious due that Mr. Mandela deserves. Let me talk with you a moment about, before Jennifer does her television report, Heart Factors Plus. This is your best chance if you haven't ordered Heart Factors Plus. Well, I've been talking about it for, what, 4 or 5 months now? If you haven't, you've put it off. Well, now is the time. A couple of weeks left before Christmas. Holiday season sale right now at 800-577-8560 on Heart Factors Plus. It's the all-natural formula. Boost nitric oxide levels in your body, which naturally widen the arteries, improve their elasticity, getting healthy blood pressure and the blood itself around to areas of your body that need to be enhanced, whether it's your brain, the inner workings of your heart, your extremities, legs, ankle, wherever it is, you need blood to get everywhere. That's why this stuff is so good. It'll work for you or your money back. It's a maintenance product. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure by calling 800-577-8560. Might be the very best gift you can give yourself, and give it to other people as well. This is the best stocking stuffer of all the things I'm talking about. This is very cool. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors today. Receive a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that they are trying at Heart Factors Plus. Call now, 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. All these together make for a great Christmas deal. Heart Factors Plus, pretty much the name says it all. 800-577-8560. All right, so Jen.
So Dougie.
What's the latest from the world of the boob tube?
Well, you know, Sam Champion left Good Morning America after 7 years. And
weather
now,
guy?
I'm sorry?
Weather guy.
Weather guy. And now we're finding out the reason why. Apparently, he and his husband wanted to have children. His husband won't leave Florida. He's based in New York City. So he wanted to spend about half the time in New York and half the time in Miami. And then the network said, sure. He also wanted to do a new show with the Weather Channel. And guess what?
GMA
said,
Well, that's because it's an NBC product.
Exactly. So he said, check, please, and that's it. Now, Chris Elliott, who's a big character actor, is set to guest star on Community in an upcoming May episode. He's going to play Russell, the founder of Greendale Community College, who went missing many years ago after a bizarre sex scandal. Very interesting. Also, some casting news. Diana Agron will be returning as Quinn in Glee's upcoming 100th episode. Good news for the Soul Man over at TV Land. They've renewed the comedy series for a third season. That'll be back in the spring. And Netflix also announced a renewal last week about the second season of their political drama, which has been really, I mean, critically acclaimed, House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright. That'll premiere on February 14th. We've been following with special interest, Dougie, because you are very much into crowdfunding, the Veronica Mars movie.
Yeah.
And it has a release date, March 14th. It'll be out next year. Yep.
Right.
Wider release.
All funded by a crowdfunding.
All funded by crowdfunding.
$3 million. Good for them. All right. That's good job, Jennifer. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And Doug Steffen here with Dr. Martin Ginniger. The holiday season is upon us in full swing, as a matter of fact. And if you're like a lot of folks who are listening right now, you barely have time enough to do things for yourself. You're so focused on other people and the group events that you're planning to take part in that there's not much time to spend on your own good looks. Your own appearance is the focus here now. With all the parties, family photos, you want to ensure you're putting your best face forward, if you will. And whitening your teeth is one of the easiest and quickest ways to improve your appearance during the winter months in ways that you may not even have thought possible to this point. So Dr. Ken and I have Dr. Martin Ginniger here with us. He's the creator of this product that we've been talking about for a year on this program, the advanced teeth whitening system called Power Swabs.
Hi, Dr. Ginniger. We've been getting such good feedback about your product. We're glad that you're here to talk more about it. Welcome back. It still amazes me how someone can have whiter teeth in just 5 minutes. How does the Power Swabs teeth whitening system do it?
Well, really, first of all, it's great to be back. Really, what Power Swabs does, it has this patented tooth detergent, and the tooth detergent works with the bleach to actually help remove the stains. Also, Power Swabs is actually rubbed on the teeth. So you could imagine, for example, if you've got magic marker in your hand, you just put some alcohol on it to get it off. It didn't rub your hands together. It would take a long time to dissolve. But the fact that if you just put the alcohol on your hand and you rub it together, the stain would come right off. And that's the key thing with Power Swabs, is that you have this detergent and mild bleaching agent in a swab that you rub on the teeth. And the combination of action, the detergents, and the mild bleaching agent causes teeth to become white really fast. So with Power Swabs, you're going to see whiter teeth in just 5 minutes.
Dr. Ginnigan, you use the term patented tooth detergent. What ingredients are in Power Swabs that makes it so unique?
Well, that's really one of the key ingredients. It's patented tooth detergent that we derive from coconuts. And that lifts the stains off. Now, none of the other teeth bleaching products out there have a detergent. They just use bleach. And the problem with just using bleach is that bleach has no ability to remove any stain. With bleach, you're only changing a stain from color to clear, but the stain still removes. The stain still remains. But with Power Swabs and their patented tooth detergent, the stains are removed off of teeth and removed quickly. Detergents work rapidly, bleaches work slowly. So you can really see a big result in just a short amount of time, minimal effort, and it's something totally unique that's not found in any other product.
Dr. Ginner, I can tell you a lot of people are going to whiten their teeth for the holidays because they are going to be seeing family and friends they haven't seen in a long time. How long will the whitening last?
Well, you know, it's kind of variable for each person depending on their habits. Obviously, if you're a smoker, if you drink a lot of red wine, coffee, and tea, the whitening effect will not last as long as people who don't. But the fact that you're actually removing the stain with Power Swabs gives you a real leg up. It gives you the ability to have a true whitening with stains removed, and that whitening lasts because the stain is off your teeth. Not just there covered up, but the stain is actually removed. So with Power Swabs, you get a long-lasting, typically 6 months or so, or more, depending on your diet. But the good news is with Power Swabs, we also make these maintenance products, like the maintenance swabs and all sorts of maintenance follow-up products that you could have auto-shipped if you prefer. And you could have this whitening effect virtually last a lifetime.
That's incredible, and I cannot stress enough how important having white teeth is and how drastic of a difference it can make in how you look to others. In fact, Dr. Ginner, have there been clinical studies conducted supporting this?
Absolutely, yes. Some really cool clinical studies. For example, there's been one clinical study that came out this year that shows that on average, people with whiter teeth look 13 years younger than people with yellow teeth. Also, a very important clinical study that just came out from a major dental organization shows that people with whiter teeth are 65% more likely to get a job on a job interview than people with yellower teeth. So, I mean, that's a huge difference. There's studies that show that people with whiter teeth look more intelligent, look more healthy, and are more confident.
Call now, risk-free, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Now's the time, folks. You heard it straight from the man who created Power Swabs, Dr. Martin Ginniger. Call today and get a free holiday gift. Mentioning Dr. Ken, it's the Stain Out Quick Stick, 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.